Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And this week, you get to have me, just me. We're not having a guest on today. We're actually, I'll talk to myself this week. I can do that pretty well. For those of you that know me pretty well, no, I don't have any trouble talking. But anyhow, I'm really looking forward to today because it's yet time of year. It's getting to the end of the year. We're at the end of November, just before Thanksgiving. And it's a great time of year to start planning for the new year. Looking at reassessing the past year, seeing where you want to be for the next year, and making fun of it, though. You know, I'm having a good time with it. And so what happens, most of our listeners, for many of you already know, but you know, for those of you who don't know, most of our listeners are download. They love to, we do our show at the same time every week, but they love to download at their convenience. And that's the beauty of the internet, beauty of doing these podcasts this way, so people can listen anywhere in the world, whenever they want, in their convenience, whether they're working out, driving, whatever. So I love that. But what happens is, many times we get a lot of questions because people are asking questions that they're not able to ask live because they're downloading. So what we're doing today, we wanted to add in the end of the year, beginning of the year, just talk about change, the only thing constant in life is change, and then answer some of your all's questions. We do try to answer them individually throughout the year, but we really appreciate your questions, feedback. It helps us grow as well because we come up with other ideas for the shows, see what's concerning people out there. And so we really appreciate it. And thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for your questions throughout the year, too, and taking the time. We really appreciate it. I wanted to mention, you know, in the beginning of our show, we always have Randy Zachary, who was hosting the show with us for several years. He and his wife, Monica, are doing their own terrestrial show outside of Chicago every afternoon from 3 to 7. And when I say terrestrial, that's the, you know, real live radio that we hear in one area, no matter wherever you are. And they have wattages. I mean, it's the radio we've been accustomed to for years. We've always loved working with Randy. He's just awesome, and Monica's awesome. And so I'm really excited that they're doing their own show on terrestrial radio. We opt for the internet radio because we have listeners all over the place, and that's pretty cool because you can... And real estate, our subjects is a little bit different, and we have a lot of agents and brokers listen to ours as well as sellers and buyers. So it's... done differently. Everyone keeps saying I need to monetize it better and throw in a whole bunch of commercials and sponsors. And I just like to keep it organic, and we will start putting more, have a couple sponsors in because I know some people also want the ability to be able to air their what they do on the show. So we are going to start implementing some of that. But I was kind of holding back for quite a long time because I just really enjoy being able to have our guests on it's my way of monetizing and giving back, you know, letting people get the whole hour. And then again, nowadays, we hear so many people want to hear 30-second messages or, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, because our attention spans are just so getting so much shorter. So we just kind of do it our way. And so it's, you know, the real estate industry, we want to talk today about that kind of planning, staying on course, all why real life happens. You know, the only thing constant in life is change. And how do we steer the ship? How do we know we're on the right path? And tips to prepare for the new year. You know, it's very, our own, you know, each individual situation is unique. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we have to remember. So we are going to take just a real quick break, and we will be right back. This is Natalie Mullenix with Realty Universal Radio.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
When I was in college in Psych 101 as a freshman, we took a test to determine our creativity. There were 17 in the class, and I remember it well because I finished at the bottom of the class. Here's what I did that really sparked the creativity of my life. I began reading, and I began filing. Somebody else's idea helped me to create an idea, and before long, I began to sense that there was creativity within me. I just realized that I had to, in the beginning, borrow it from others and then build on it. Oh, I love that. Borrow it and then build on it. So if you look at yourself not as a creative person, you can't be any worse than me. I was at the bottom of a class. 60 books later, I've learned to be creative, but it was a learned art in my life. So go inside. It's there. Pull it out.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
We are back, and this is Natalie Mullenix with Realty Universal Radio. Now, isn't that wonderful that John Maxwell, for those who many have heard of him, and for those of you who haven't heard of him, he's been around for years. You can Google John Maxwell and johnmaxwell.com. And he has teaches leadership all over the world. You just heard he's written over 60 books. It's probably more than that by now. Very, very inspiring. And I love what he said about, you know, when he didn't know, he borrowed and he learned and learned and learned. And that's what we have to do when we're, you know, starting something new. Things are changing like lightning speed now. So for those of you that are listening that are older, you know, where we, you know, we didn't have the internet at all. I mean, we didn't even have fax machines years ago, right? We didn't have voicemails. We had telephones, TV sets. But things are changing like lightning speed. And instead of being afraid of the change, it's really important for us to embrace the change and embrace it and work with it instead of saying, oh, I'm too old for this. I'm just not going to do it. I think there are times in life when it is time to retire or change our paths. And that's because, you know, we get bored or we get tired or exhausted or maybe we get a little jaded after time. You know, so many things happen, but there's different. It's really about perspective and handling it and getting through it because change is going to happen no matter who we are, where we are, what we're doing, and we can make the best laid plans and something can happen and throw us off course. And it's really important to try to get back on course and not let your dreams die and, you know, keep on going. You know, we're all going to fall. We're all going to have times that things are going to knock us down, and it seems like time is the only thing that can heal really bad, you know, hurts and wounds sometimes, but it's a matter of getting back up and getting back and steer that ship and getting back if there was something you were passionate about, if you've always wanted to do, and get up there and just do it. And just remember, we're going to have good days and bad days because it's life. And, you know, I've noticed with the way things are changing now, some of the things I like that are really changing now is we still all need to be professional. There's never, in my book, in my feeling, there's never any excuse to be unprofessional in your business with people. We still need to, you know, have our ethics, our diplomacy, should I say. Be nice in the, you know, when you're playing in the sandbox. But what's coming out now is people are being more real. You know, I saw one of the emails a couple of days ago, from one of the internet marketers, which I'm on the list, and he was mentioning that they just had a big, there was supposed to be a, big campaign going out and it got delayed 2 weeks and it was delayed because his father-in-law had died. And he said, you know, years ago people wouldn't have done that. They would have still had it go and they wouldn't have delayed anything. But he said he really owed his time to his family and he delayed it. And he told everybody what happened and they didn't lose any business. It still went off, you know, just now went back off and he was able to focus 100%. And I love that. I love that we're able, people are able to be more open these days than years ago. And you can really say, well, this just happened or that happened or, you know, I'm off my my kilter because I just went through a horrible experience or whatever. And, you know, we still have to learn how to keep things going, et cetera. But I think it's one thing that's changing a lot in our day, in this day and age, is people are being more real about things, you know, and the heart and soul is coming out a lot more, I think, and that's really nice. It's really, and people also in their choices with lifestyle and career are being allowed to be who they are and make these choices. You know, years ago, I mean, you hear many people still saying, well, I became a doctor because my father wanted me to become a doctor, or I became an attorney because my family, everyone in the family was attorneys, and I built houses because everyone else did, but I hate it, you know, type of thing. And people just kind of like, we kind of do what we think we know. And I think in our day and age now, it's really nice that people are willing to take chances and branch out and get into kind of go from your heart and follow your heart and follow your passion. Does that mean you're just going to have your passion and then make it go? And then, and, you know, you definitely have to plan. You have to make your plans and do coaching and do consulting. I mean, the best athletes in the world train, and they train with trainers, right, and coaches. And I can't think of anybody in the world that has become an expert at what they do without either doing it thousands and thousands and thousands of hours or, you know, repetitive and growing and learning, or without trainers and coaches, you know. So nobody just, you know, gets up and just takes off and is, you know, unless you're a prodigy. Even the prodigies still practice. You hear prodigies, you know, starting at 3-4 years old and they're practicing and really becoming discovered later. So I think these are things that we have to always remember and put it in perspective and not beat ourselves up if we're not where we thought we would be, or, you know, and I'll tell you, if you are a lot older and you're thinking about a major career change, give it a shot. You know, see what you can do. Maybe you can do something part-time with it or take a class that goes towards it. You know, there's nothing wrong with baby steps towards what you want to get into or what you want to do, because, you know, God in the universe, and I have a lot of faith, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not, I don't hide my faith. I don't tell people, well, this is this way or the highway, but anybody that knows me and knows me well knows that I have my faith, and I probably wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for my faith in God anymore, because I've, you know, been through a lot of challenges over the years, and the biggest thing is, getting back up. But I just want to mention that when you, sometimes if there's something, like, it's really good not to think I have to do it all or nothing, you know. Maybe you want to get into this career, but you're not sure how, or maybe you want to test it out. You know, it, just like when people are wanting to buy houses, it can happen over and over where people think they want to buy in one area and they check it out and they go through and they drive around and check everything out and, you know, go through all the processes and then go, you know, we don't want to be here either. Or, you know, there's nothing wrong with trying things out a little bit. It doesn't mean, you know, I think so many people say, well, I couldn't do it or I'm not going to do it. Just start small. Take a class. Test something out. Try it. So we're going to, because it's go through some of these questions that we were asked, we've been getting asked, and just pulled out different ones, I think, to go through. And this is related to mostly to real estate. Jean from Orlando, Florida. She says, I've been in the industry, real estate industry, for 12 years now. Survived through 2008 and 2009. Have a large clientele, but want to relocate. In listening to you, you did it. And what are the pros and cons you can offer? My clients are mostly here in Orlando. Well, says you've been in for 12 years. So 12 years, you probably have a pretty large clientele. It says you do. And he says most of your clients are in Orlando. One thing I would do, Gene, is I'm not sure where you want to relocate to, though. I guess I wish I had you on the line so I knew where you wanted to relocate, because that would play into my answer. But one thing I would be doing is, because of the internet, I would hope you have clients also that have come in Florida. I know, I remember one of our shows, we do a lot of research, and I think it was like coming up six in the country, different places in Florida were coming up on the list for quite a while of people buying from out of the country in Florida. So I would hope, I would think that you also have clients that have come in from other locations, especially Florida is such a transient state in the sense that there's so many retirees come down from the Northeast and go into Florida. You have a lot of people, like I said, I remember one of the shows during our research, it was picked over and over for people coming in, especially since 2008, and buying properties, distressed properties and everything from out of the country. So maybe you can email us, and I would contact those people. I would let your clientele know. If you're going to relocate, it depends. I don't know where you're saying you want to relocate. So typically, your clients are going to be in your geographical area, right? But now with the internet, you do meet people all over. There's ways that you can do your work virtually and still keep your clients. You could possibly team up with another agent in your area or another broker and see if you could work out a referral situation. I'm not sure if you work with anybody now, so you could still keep your license in Florida. And I'm going to assume you're relocating to another state, but I don't know because it doesn't say here. So you could still keep your license and do it in both places. You very much can do that because of the internet. In the old days, you had to pretty much, stop other than touching base with the other people and then go to go to your new area and start all over again. But that you could still do referrals with another agent or broker. But I think I actually went from Hawaii from Maryland to Hawaii. I had lived in Hawaii as a child and wanted to go back. I had a huge amount of business that I gave up and downsized to go to Hawaii at the end of 99. And then now really doing it in both places, although we're building the membership. So in the beginning, when you're going to a new place, it's sometimes hard to have the energy and the time to be able to put into both places. So the pros and the cons. Well, I picked a place that was 5,000 miles away. So that's was a little bit more difficult. So I did downsize when I first did it considerably and was just trying to put all my energy into Hawaii when I started up. And then once Hawaii was built up more, I was able to go back and forth to Maryland because it's interesting. I found that clients that trusted me, and it's not going to be everybody because a lot of people are just going to want to go with whomever's right there, but that trusted me and had been through transactions, didn't care where I was because they wanted me to handle it. And especially if there were, it's a difficult transaction or there were issues. So you can do it. Give us another email or call in or something and let us know where you're talking about relocating. But nowadays you can do it. You don't have to quit it. You may want to bring a partner in. I'm a firm believer now of everybody working virtually. We did the old traditional work in the building for years. I really believe that it's easier for people to work from home and then have a corporate office or small office. Which means you're doing most of your work on the phone and the internet. Pros and cons, you're always going to give up something to get something. So when you go to another area, you're going to lose business, some of the business, but maybe you can work referrals. It's good to let your clients know what you're doing and work it out so that you can possibly still do both the business in both areas. But it's really difficult. From this question, I'm sorry, this was pulled out and they were handed to me, that you could actually be moving out of the country. So it's hard for me to answer it completely. But I think it's – and then why you're moving. What are the reasons you're moving? So, you can do it. You can make anything work. It may work to start cultivating some of the new business before you leave. I chose when I did it in 99 just to downsize and start the business so that I have the energy to focus in Hawaii at the time. But then again, I didn't have, I had the luxury of the internet. We were really ahead on the internet back then. And then I feel like we got behind 10 years later. I had the luxury of, didn't have the luxury of, we were on the internet and we were already building sites, but most of the public wasn't on the internet in 99 as they are now. So now you have a just phenomenal base of being able to still work through that business go from there. Let's see. Another question. Dean from Pittsburgh. What is your opinion of real estate teams? I totally believe in teams. We started using real estate teams and got away from it for a while. We started first in the early 90s. I think teams are great, but teams can also be like marriages and partnerships. You've got to make sure that everybody's pulling their weight on the team. So I love the idea of you need teams, and they can include your assistants, licensed and unlicensed. So I love the idea of people being on the team and effectively being able to handle the transaction better than maybe one person could if they're doing everything. So I think teams are great, but they also need to be, there needs to be accountability, there needs to be structure, and who's going to do what, you know, makes a big difference on the team. There's a lot of information about teams. You can get on, too. You can get on, well, we go over, on our membership, we go over some other, a lot of other planning. And it's really good, you know, since we're talking about the end of the year and goals, it's really good to try to see where you want to be and always start with the goal in mind and work backwards so that you can visualize and plan. And that stuff they talk about, the secret and visualizing and all that, it's not hooey, you know, stuff. It isn't. It really is real. But the difference is you're supposed to visualize and picture it and plan it, but then you have to take action. You can't just plan it and say, okay, now, dear God, make it happen. Take any action. God, you know, we're expected to put in the action to do the activity to make this work and have it come out. So I like teams. So we are going to see. I want to go over, and we're going to go through a couple more questions in a moment. At the end of the year and then the New Year's, everybody says they're making plans, they're making their New Year's resolutions, and the statistics have shown time and time again that the people fail, you know, on your resolutions, and we try to do it, or people want to lose weight, or, I mean, that's just, it's, and that it's easy for people to fail and then say, forget it, I quit, I'm not going to do it, it didn't work. You know, we always move towards pleasure and try to get away from pain. So when we're trying to make changes can be uncomfortable. And even if they're not fully uncomfortable, they're different. It's something we're not used to. And we are just trained, and we're creatures of habit. And it's very easy for us to say, oh my gosh, forget it. I'm not going to do this because it doesn't feel right and I didn't make it. And that's something, when you feel that feeling and you get in those places, just take a deep breath and plan and pull out your day timers and make sure you have things written down and give yourself a break. You know, maybe take a day out from it. Take a day, get away from it for a day. And then so you can come back and reevaluate. Because if you do really get consistent and stick to this and come back on the path, and you get back to your focus, get back to your goal, eventually it will happen. It really, really will happen. Again, like I mentioned earlier about people looking at houses and areas and then maybe deciding they didn't want that area, that house, because they went through and saw what it, you know, went through the ropes and did the steps. That's going to happen to you also with your goals. I mean, there's certain goals and things you may do, and you go, I didn't think it was going to be like this. Now, I really don't want to do it. But you know you put in the effort. That's, and you've put in the time, and you've really worked on it. That's very different, very, very different than you just starting to do it and say you're going to try to lose, you know, 20 pounds, and you lose 2 pounds, and then another 2, and then you gain 5 and say, I quit. I'm not doing it. That's very different. Just like in real estate, if you're going to go and you want to target a market and you're new in the business and you've only been able to get one listing in 1 month, and then all of a sudden you get three, and then you don't get anything, and you say, oh, this isn't for me. That means you're not doing something right in the real estate business. That means you're not going after it, you're not staying consistent, and you're not following the plan. So, just don't beat yourself up, and this too can work. It will work. When you've been in other industries, you bring a lot to the table too, because your skills, it's not like you're so brand new in real estate if you've been in other industries, because real estate is very much a people business. And your skills are going to transfer from the other businesses you've been in or other industries you've been in as well into real estate. So here's another question we have from Marianne from Delaware. She says, I've been a teacher and I'm retiring. I'm thinking of getting into real estate. Many of my friends have done it part-time. Can you give me any pointers? Yes, and this is just what I was mentioning too, that, you know, when you've been a teacher, I wish we knew which type of teacher, but you've been a teacher, and it says you're retiring, so I'm assuming you've been in it for a long time. And that is, being a teacher you're already trained so well in dealing with people, presenting, teaching. So you have so many skills that are already half the battle in getting into real estate. You've got to be very organized as well to be a teacher. So, yeah, you can email us too and let us know what you're thinking, because you said many of your friends have done it part-time, and you can definitely do it part-time. I'm a believer of doing it full-time just because I've been in it for so many years, but you definitely can do it part-time. And I don't know, you said many of your friends, I'm not sure if they're teachers or not, that have done that too. There's I have so many people. I've heard so many agents and know brokers that have been teachers and then gotten into business and loved it. You also have a good sphere of influence. You already have people that respect you and know you. Very good if you're going to get in to let everybody know if you still can. You said you're retiring. I don't know if you can let people know that that's what you're going to be your next career. You've got a lot of. You've got half of the battle there, and then what I would suggest is to get a trainer or get into the industry, get a mentor, somebody that's already been in it and done it, and learn from them also as well. One thing I want to point out to everybody, because it looks like, well, we have people that are brand new, listening all the time, seasoned all over the place in real estate. It's one of the businesses that you can get in, not have to take a lot of education, and you can make more money than the attorneys make. So it's pretty interesting. You know, it does take a lot of work, and it's definitely a driven type of industry. It's definitely it's different. And now with the Internet, it's extremely different. I noticed the younger generation doesn't seem to want to return phone calls. It's like, why would we? We just text I had somebody who was asking me, saying, this person, one of the agents, wasn't hearing back from the potential buyer, and, haven't called for several weeks. So it was like, well, did you text? No. Try texting. Well, she did and got a response back almost immediately. So, we're definitely in a different time and era, and we have to learn who we're dealing with and respect who we're dealing with. But one thing that I want to mention, that it was because people are in this from all different, times is that stick to what you really want to stick to, who you are, and develop your plan based on your personality and your ways. So it's almost like you're still going to use the tools and you have to learn the laws and the rules, but you're going to do it and be you, and so that you really stand out and develop your own uniqueness. And that's what's going to really make you good in the industry, is being able to be unique and stand on your ground and follow through. So I just want to mention that. And go easy on yourself, though, because, it's not, it's funny, you hear this all the time, though, but it's not, the destination is important to know what our destination is, although it can change and we don't always know what God's plans are for us. Sometimes we're headed down one path and get taken to another path, and then years later go, wow, now I understand why that happened. And it was meant to be. It wasn't just an accident. But we don't really understand it until we're back in the future looking back. So, you know, go easy on yourself. But it really is the journey. Life is the journey. It's not about when we get there. You hear many, many cases of people getting there and having plenty of money and plenty of material things, and they're miserable. So the journey really is to me, the spice of life. Somebody mentioned earlier also, when Jean's question about moving, I'm not sure where she wanted to move. And I'll tell you, Hawaii, it's funny, I lived in Hawaii as a child, and my parents got divorced, and I was taken back to Maryland, like, really quickly, because back then I think you could get a divorce in 7.5 weeks, and I think Maryland was about 18 months to 2 years. So here I was 11, and then I was like 12, 13, went back and visited, and I remember, looking at Ocean City, Maryland, looking at Hawaii, thinking there's no comparison, I'm going back. And I got married young. I had my son young and got married and divorced young. I was in my 20s when I got divorced. And I wanted to keep my son in one area for schooling and whatever. And once he was in his second year of college, I said, I'm going to go back. We had vacations, over the years. And because I thought that was more home for me, and gave up a lot to go back. And I don't regret it now. But I really did, my timing was such, because I wanted my son to go, at that time, and I wouldn't have if he was married and settled down. So anyhow, I don't regret it, but I learned a big, big lesson, because I really learned that sometimes we're thinking, the grass is so much greener on the other side. Now, I had the emotional ties as a child saying, hey, I feel like this is home. But I realized after so many years that, paradise is really in our backyard, and we take ourselves with us, and Hawaii is a beautiful place, but I also still miss the mainland, and so now I go back and forth, and it's have given up a lot over the years, and things changed, and trials and tribulations, and you never know, decision, did I make the wrong decision? But I do know that we make the best decision at the time that we do it. And that's where we have to pat ourselves on the back and give us credit and say, wait a minute, yes, we did make the right decision. And then if you really feel like you're not happy, totally not happy, and, you can change it. You can change things. You can, in anything, you can, and it doesn't mean throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You can methodically change things and work on things and develop your way to do it. And so that's my two cents, because I've been in this industry a long time. I meet a lot of people from all over the world, and none of us are perfect. None of us are going to always be perfect, and I think that's what we have to remember, is that you don't want to do it. You got to be true to yourself and not do things just because the other person's doing it, And I do mean it when I say paradise is really in our backyard. Sometimes we don't realize what we have. We take a lot for granted. And so we want to leave it or give it away or let it go, and then later go, wow, I didn't even realize what I had. But at the same time, you're not going to say, I wish I could have, should have, whatever. So that's my two cents again. So we've got, I'd love to really get input from everybody about where the goals are for the beginning of the year, because if you all want to email us at radio@realityuniversal.com, or you can go to realityuniversal.com and just fill out the contact us. I would love you guys to send in questions and tell us where you really want to be for the new year, what your goals are, and then actually even do a show specifically on that, the different tips on keeping people on course, because that's the key. And even if you're just, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, right? Even if you're just slowly making those changes, if you really give yourself credit and you look a month later, 2 months later, 6 months later, you go, wow, I did start changing this. I did start adding this to what I want to do. I did make a difference. So I said today's call was mostly going to be, I know most of the people that most of the questions we picked were from agents and brokers, but it can apply to a lot of people. So I hope you getting tidbits out of that. So we have, another question. Harold from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, said, I'm thinking about going out on my own, have always been with a large company, I've been in the business for 8 years, have my broker's license, and I want to keep it small. Okay, well, I don't blame you there. because sometimes when you have a smaller brokerage, it's much more manageable. Email me if you listen to this. Email us and we'll tell them to forward it to me. You can go on the realtyuniversal.com site. Give us some more input. I think with the tools we have today, I mean, I'm a big believer. I mean, I had started off with in 85 with Coldwell Banker, then went to Long & Foster, then Remax, then went on my own. And I think being on your own has a lot of pluses. I mean, you can really do so much with the internet, so much with virtual assistants. I'm not sure. It depends. I don't know your personality. So if you're thinking about going on your own because you want to build a huge brokerage and have a lot of agents, that can be a real headache. I'm just being honest. If you're thinking about going on your own because you like more control of just doing it your way and you really don't need the office, the accolades, the things that the office is offering you and everything, then it may be time. I certainly wouldn't be fearful about it. But there's just depends on what your end goals are when you want to do this and you're thinking about going out on your own. I'm a firm believer. I think some of the best mom-and-pop brokerages, which we deal a lot with in the membership, I think that's some of the best situations. That's where the teams come in, too, where you see starting to see these teams under the other brokerages now because the team is what's really doing the work, So if you have a smaller mom-and-pop brokerage, you're a team and you're doing the work. And if you don't need, a brokerage with 5,000 agents, it doesn't make any difference. And even if they offer in-house bonuses, which some do and some don't and many don't, it's not selling the seller's house. So I'm a real big believer of the smaller brokerages just because I think when you have if you're a seller or buyer and somebody has their smaller brokerage, they're literally, usually feeding their family, the people that work for them, and they're very seriously involved in making sure that works. So the customer service is there, and I think it's a good solid, it's good for people because you have to do the business. You have to bring in the business, and you have to do good work. Otherwise, the customers and clients aren't going to come back. So I'm all for people going out on their own. But if you're looking to do it because you want to build a huge brokerage, that could be a different story. Maybe there's some other way you could do that with franchising or working out profit sharing with the company you're in now. I'm not sure where you are, but it's a large company. Sometimes the large companies let people have their teams within them. So maybe you can work out your smaller brokerage under the umbrella of the larger one. But again, that's a open-ended question, so it's hard for me to answer 100%. So I hope we gave you some food for thought. We are getting ready to wrap up, and I love the internet. I really just love the internet, what it allows us to do, Dan, and keep it more simple. You're able to keep things a lot more simple than we could in the old days. At the same time, our attention spans are a lot shorter, too, so we have to keep it simple, I guess. One thing I'm going to try to do, those of you that know me, I had a horrible tragedy losing my brother, and it didn't take it easily at all. So I really have a lot of empathy out there for people, and you just don't know how long it's going to take you to get back on your feet and get strong and start enjoying life again. So I just, really put my heart goes out to anybody out there that's been through a tragedy or is going through a tragedy now. And the only thing I can say is that time will make it better. It's never going to go away, but time makes it better, and time starts to heal it. I was at it. We're almost ready to wrap up. So, again, you can email radio@realtyuniversal.com or go to realtyuniversal.com and fill out contact us. We love your comments. We love your questions. We love, we will get back to you too. So don't, whatever you want to write is fine and wonderful. But I was at a speakers meeting last Saturday, and they had, I'm going to say the men, they are so good. There's three men who are very, very professional comedians and very high-end and National Speakers Association. And these guys they've been working together for years. Their names are George Campbell, Mark Mayfield, and Tim Gard. I have to tell you, I have not, the last 7 years, of course, with going through tragedy with my brother, I just, changed. I was more bitter and had to get stronger and everything again and just wasn't the way I normally had been for years. But I was sitting there listening to them and laughing so hard and realized, I said, you know, we all need laughter in our lives. We all need to get back into laughing. And I don't think I'd laughed like that in years probably. And I could feel the difference in my body. And it was like, wow, I need to start laughing again. And so one of the things I'm adding to my New Year's resolution is to start adding in jokes, telling jokes, having some humor, realizing, you know, hey, this isn't a dress rehearsal. Let's just have some fun too, right? And no matter what's going on, you know, it lowers our blood pressure. It makes us feel better. It's definitely good and healthy. And just be you. And so anyhow, I picked up their, they actually have a program you can get that actually helps you with jokes. And they've got a few books and you can listen in the car or you can, you know, listen on your, do the DVD or you can do the, you know, CD in the car. I would highly recommend them. George Campbell, Mark Mayfield, and Tim Gard. They are funnier than funny, and they are awesome. And they also have a thing you can sign up for where you get a joke a day, and they basically are writing it for you so you can use it. You know, I still like to give people credit for where the credit came from, but they said you don't even have to. You can just inject it into your business or your life or whatever. And so that's one thing I'm going to do is try to make myself lighten up and get back to being able to laugh again like the old days. So we are just about finished, and I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. We are going to, since the next week would be Thanksgiving Eve, we're not going to do a show on Thanksgiving Eve. We've tried doing it in the past, and we've had wonderful people calling in, and I think we may start up again, you know, another year, but this year we're just going to skip Thanksgiving Eve. A lot of people are traveling too, this has been a great show today, and I hope everybody's gotten something out of it. My hope is, too, that you're enlightened and that you remember you are a miracle. You, too, can make a change. And always in somebody's life, by a smile, by a, you know, everything. And in the real estate industry, we see all kinds of situations, and you definitely can make a change, make a difference. Most of all, never, never, ever, ever, ever give up. Ever. Don't give up. It, you know, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, and it's always going to be another day. No matter what it seems like that day, you've got another day coming, and don't ever give up. To everybody out there, I wish you peace.